It was terribly cold. It was the last evening of the year, and it was dark. The little match girl held out matches and shouted,
"Please buy some matches!"
No one bought her matches. Everyone was busy buying food. The little match girl tripped and fell. A cart rolled by her feet, and her slippers came off.
"My slippers!"
She looked around for her shoes, but they were gone. Her feet felt icy. Her dear grandmother always gave her warm clothes. But her grandmother was no more. Only the little match girl and her father still lived.
"I can't go home yet," she muttered. "I have to sell my matches."
She hadn't sold any matches, so she had no money to bring home. It started to snow. Now the little match girl had snowflakes in her hair. She walked by a beautiful house.
"Please buy some matches," she said.
But no one bought her matches. Everyone was inside now, keeping warm. Each window in the house had a glowing candle. The smell of roast goose filled the air. She heard children's laughter in the house.
"I'm so tired and cold," said the little match girl.
She shivered as she sat by the steps.
"I will use one match so I can be warm," she said.
The little match girl struck a match and looked at its light.
"It's warmer, but what's this?"
What a surprise! There was a table before her eyes. The match went out, and the table disappeared.
"Just one more! What is on the table?"
She struck a match and gazed at the snow.
"It's a delicious goose," said the little match girl.
She saw fresh apple pie and bread, too. Then the match went out, and the food disappeared.
"I feel much better," said the little match girl.
She hugged her knees.
"Is someone at the table?"
she asked. The little match girl struck a match. She grinned when she saw the person by the table.
"Grandmother!"
cried the little match girl. Her grandmother was so beautiful. The match went out, and now everything disappeared. But the little match girl was joyful.
"Just one more match! I want to see my grandmother!"
The little match girl looked up at the night sky. A shooting star! She was sad. A person had died. The little match girl looked at the beautiful house.
"I hope it is not a person in this house," she said.
The little match girl decided to strike all of the matches.
"I'll strike all of them and see my grandmother again," she said.
She struck all the matches. She saw the table with all the delicious food again. Best of all, she saw her grandmother.
"Grandmother, I love you. Please stay with me," cried the little match girl.
Her grandmother took the little match girl by the hand. Then they went away together to a place with no hunger and no cold. The sun rose, and the people in the beautiful house came out. They saw the little match girl by the steps.
"Poor girl,"
cried a man.
She just wanted to be warm.